Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I do want to say that we had a couple of the all-time, not nerdiest, but like, I'm going to read two of the headlines to some of the stuff you sent me. Okay, one is, and you can explain it after because we're going to do the fun story first.
Yeah.
Cryptology Boffins Association to rerun election after losing encryption key needed to count votes.
Yeah, I love that.
That was a good one.
I love that.
How about the ransomware gang sees a new hostage, your AWS S3 buckets?
Yeah. It's a thing, Brian. You got to make sure your S3 buckets aren't hostage.
I'm always worried about my S3 buckets.
You should be.
I mean, they're very important to me, my S3 buckets. The other one is hackers claim new mega breach of Salesforce investigates data theft. Yeah. So that's a standard Eric Semmel headline. But the one I want to talk about is the most popular social media platform among U.S. adults isn't Instagram or TikTok.
No.
And so if I were to say with adults, then if you tell me it wasn't Instagram or TikTok, my next guess would be Facebook.
Right, mine too. Yeah.
But that's not true either.
No. We use the YouTube, Brian.
Well, that is so interesting because I never access YouTube directly.
Me neither.
Like I'll do a Google search and I need videos and then I'll end up with YouTube, but yep. I don't go directly to it. So I guess that counts toward it. But it is considered a social media platform.
It is. 84% of adults, 5,000 were surveyed. I mean, I've never seen a 5,000 adult survey of any kind.
They must have been calling for the last 2 years.
I don't know how they did it. And basically, I mean, I use YouTube to figure out how to do stuff. That's really all I use it for. A lot of people use it for music. I mean, there's all sorts of folks use it for all sorts of things. And clearly, lots of us are using it. 84% of adults are using it as the primary social media site that they go to. And that was surprising to me. Now, Meta earns the next level there with 71% of adults using Facebook, which a lot of folks...
Wait, is that just Facebook or is that 71%? Is that Facebook? Because Meta is Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Is that those two are combined?
I think so, because 50% responded positive when it comes to Instagram use. So it might be a combined thing because they gave them both silver and bronze. So it looks like Meta's the number two, and they're still out there kicking butt as far as... folks connecting, but very few folks are using X. Very few people are using Blue Sky or Truth Social.
Yeah, I mean, Truth Social I access every day because I it's my job to monitor what the president says.
Yeah.
I use X probably 75% less than I did 10 years ago, but I still do access it on a daily basis. And Threads, I have an account. I think I've looked at it twice.
I don't think I've ever used it.
So that's the most one of the more fascinating thing that's completely predictable. Threads, which is the Twitter equivalent that Meta runs, has 400 million supposed monthly active users,
right?
But only 8% of the people they surveyed actually use it.
Yep.
So nobody uses
Threads.
I
didn't even know what Threads was until this story came up.
Really? You hadn't heard of it?
No.
So it's YouTube, and that makes sense. I mean, I use YouTube. It's so funny you say that because I'm a terrible DIY guy. I'm awful. I just can't do – I'm terrible at most – the only thing I can do, and most people think I don't even do that well, is talk. But to stain my deck, I did a bunch of YouTube videos,
and
it was awesome. It was really, really helpful.
I'm not handy either.
You aren't?
I use it
That
for
surprises me, Eric Semmel.
Oh, my gosh. I was underneath my son's sink on Sunday, putting in a faucet, and then I had to do a light. I shouldn't be doing those things. I don't even try.
At least you're trying.
I'm trying.
I mean, I could hammer a nail, but that's about all I can do. All right, so let's get to a couple others.
Yeah.
The
cryptography.
The boffins one. That's in England, obviously, because what is a boffin?
Again, it's an English term. I think it's a term of either professional or pros. I don't know what it is for these English and their words. But the International Association of Cryptography, Cryptologic Research, had an election. And as part of their bylaws, Brian, three of them had to have encryption keys in order for you to look at the results of the election. So everyone did this election. They all did their voting over a period of time. Nice and secure, Brian. Secure voting is what we want.
So
right?
Secure they can't access it.
They couldn't access it because one of the three lost his key or her key. Then they don't actually.
But it's not a key. It's like a bunch of numbers or whatever.
It's a key. It's a bunch of numbers. It's a code that specifically allows you to decrypt the encrypted votes because their bylaws said you had to have three. You can't make this stuff up. You can't be part of an association of cryptological research and then not understand you got to maintain your key. Of course, that person resigned immediately. Now they have to rehold the elections and they decided to change the rules. Now only two.
Two. It's probably still pretty safe. You know, this is so random, but you have encryption.
Right.
So to get rid of encryption is to de-encrypt, not unencrypt. I mean,
Decrypt.
No, I have no idea. I just had never heard the term de-encrypt.
Well, basically, that's the thing with ransomware. The bad guys are ransoming you because they've encrypted using total normal tools to make your data unreadable. And then you have to pay them for the keys to decrypt it. Even if they may not have even put it in place. To decrypt it, so you might find yourself unable to even get your data back even after you paid the ransom, which is why you should never pay the ransom.
Your mouth is moving, but I have no idea what you just said.
Imagine if you had all your family pictures, Brian, on your computer, and the bad guy made them unreadable and said, give me $100 to make your pictures readable.
I'd give you the $100.
Right. Then they said, give me $1 million.
I'd say, go fly it up a flagpole.
It's all your kids' all the pictures of them.
I don't have that kind of money anyway. So that's why I don't get ransomware because I don't have any money.
Well, that's why you put insurance in place and then the insurance company pays. So basically, thanks to insurance, they know you're going to pay. That's another issue.
So there is ransomware insurance.
There is.
So his name is Eric Semmel. He runs this business called Tab Computers in East Hartford. You should check it out. Although the road to get to it, you got to figure it out.
They blocked the road, I know.
But he hosts Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 on Saturdays here in WTIC. And you can call in and ask any question that you want or have, and he will do his best to answer it. The other, you spoke about ransomware.
Yeah.
So this is another, this headline is, and this might be the last one you can fit it. Ransomware gang sees a new hostage, your AWS S3 bucket. Amazon Web Services.
Right.
What's an S3 bucket?
It's a database area where you put your data. If you're a company or any kind of business, you're going to use these buckets to house your databases. And the bad guys now are using actually Amazon's own tools to try to ransom you. If you haven't configured your bucket correctly with proper security.
Got to configure your bucket.
You got to configure the bucket. There's tons of wide open buckets out there that we've talked about on our show where people are actually finding data wide open. In this case, the bad guys are going to try to ransom you there. They're moving away from on-prem and going into the cloud because supposedly that's where everybody's gone. And this is a Trend Micro story talking about what these hackers are doing. So you need to make sure that you're properly securing your bucket.
Yeah.
Make sure that you have a backup of your bucket because they're even going after the backups and make sure they can't access those things.
You need a backup of your backup bucket?
You do. You need a backup of your bucket in the cloud, Brian. If it gets ransom, you're in trouble.
I mean, the terminology this week is giving me a headache. but it is important stuff. I understand.
I was looking for turkey technology as far as how to make sure your turkey's cooked right, but there really wasn't anything.
Yeah, well, clearly
there.
You need that help.
I should do
a little more research. Hey, listen, I just want to tell you, we appreciate you both here on the show with Tech Tuesday, which is a super fun segment that we enjoy seeing you. And also, how long have you been doing Saturdays?
Almost 30 years.
Yeah? You had a lot more hair back then?
I did.
We appreciate you in general. I mean, it's a great part of our lineup here at WTIC.
It's my pleasure.
And if you ever, whatever your computer business consulting needs, go to Tab Computers. Eric, have a great holiday.
Thank you, Brian. You too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.